Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
With the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Chad Daniels in the studio with a funny bone this weekend. One of the best. Chad, you did a few of the dates with Kreischer. We might have asked this before, but what's it like to do comedy in front of 18,000 people?
It's very fun. I mean,
is it different for you than a club or a theater?
Yeah, you have to wait a little longer.
You
to
laugh?
Yeah, you kind of want everybody to be done. Give them just an extra beat.
Yeah.
But it was a blast, and you know, but you can still goof around. We were talking about Big J.
Yeah,
he sat and did crowd work.
18,000.
Yeah, he sat on a stool, and then he had the camera guy just put the people he was talking to on the big screen.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, okay.
It was awesome the way he did it. And one time we were in Oklahoma City, and they had these.
How many dates you do with Kreischer on that one?
I did 8 last year, and I'm
8 of them. Okay.
5 this year.
I think you were on the Lincoln Show.
Yeah, I was on the Lincoln Show.
Yeah, that was one of the ones around here.
I was a blow away because you got up there, were just railing on the Catholic Church at an arena that had to have a decent amount of Catholics sitting
there. Good
for you. Like Chad Kerr.
It was great. Yeah, I love it.
We've been railing on the Catholic Church for 30 years in a Catholic town, so good for you, man. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, you can rail on them because they have no defense.
They don't.
Yeah, that's right. They really got nothing.
Yeah.
I just did, I told you, I shot that hour March 2nd in St. Paul, a place called St. Paul, and I did all my Catholic stuff. So
perfect.
It's all the pedophile stuff, right?
It's a lot of just what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so you did a Lincoln show. So you were describing how what you like to be on stage with that kind of crowd. Okay.
Oh, it's just great because everybody's there to have so much fun. Obviously, right. Bert is this really genuine guy, but also a party guy. So people are there to have fun. He's like
he shot a special here.
He attracts the party people.
Yeah, he's like the everyman, right? That's why he takes his shirt off. In my opinion, I've never asked him this, but I would assume he takes his shirt off because it's like, hey, I'm every single person you know.
Nope. His first reason was because he sweated too much. And he started doing comedy. He was too much sweat in his shirts, and he said, "I can't do it."
So pit stain paranoia.
Yeah, that was it.
That's
then it became
funny.
A thing, man.
Well, I'll eat my words then.
That's
a way better answer.
True, but he is also every man, you know.
Yeah, that's true. So people are there to party, and with these fully loaded things, I mean, it's 10 people that have all been doing it a long time, and, and all have some people in the crowd, and it's really fun. There's electricity there, yeah.
How long do you have? How much time did you get?
25 minutes, maybe.
Oh, geez. Okay.
I mean, this show's 4 hours long.
I know.
It's a long show, yeah.
When he was handing out times the first time I got there, I'm like, well, is this for tomorrow? I mean, what's happening?
Yeah.
4 hours, and people sit through it. And there's an intermission. There's DJs. This thing's, it's unbelievable.
Oh, it's an intermission. Okay. Yeah. You went to the show, right, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah. And Colleen was there. Chad Daniels. But you can see him in a much more intimate situation this weekend with your whole set at the Funny Bone in Omaha. Come out and check out Chad Daniels. I wanted to ask you before the break about what's it – your wife's on the road too because she's a headliner herself.
Yeah.
I realize male, female comedian, a little different obviously. Any competition?
No. We have very different goals.
Really?
Yeah. Very different goals.
She wants to be really successful, and you just want to be who you are?
Uh-huh. You pretty much nailed it. I have, any success that comes, I'm extremely grateful and very thankful for, but I've never had the reach for the stars attitude.
Well, that's cool. Well, you're in a pocket where you're successful, you make enough money to live, and you have a good time. I get it. But you don't really care if you're in L.A. as a big TV star. Or
well,
like that,
I just
right?
I just got to have, kind of forced into it. I had kids early.
Yes,
and,
you did. That's
and
right.
I wanted to make sure that they were in Minnesota and stuff like that. So I stayed in northern Minnesota the whole time. And
I know you did, yeah.
And I got to see both sides of a really fun life.
Right.
I mean, you know, everybody goes, oh, man, aren't you bummed out you didn't move? And it's like, no.
No.
Because I've got to do all the things I wanted to do in stand-up, and then I also got to have, like, you know, a,
raise your kids.
Air quotes, normal life.
And be in the house with the kids. I get that. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So, man, my goals, unfortunately, have already been met. So I don't, and I'm not a make new goals guy. Once I got, I'm like, well, I guess I'm done. This is great.
So now you're just coasting with comedy.
Yeah.
You're prolific though. Because when you just filmed those specials, didn't you do 2 different hours on the same night?
I did. Yep.
And how do you do that?
That's a great question. You remember the scene? I think I said this when I was on here before, but remember the scene from Old School when Will Ferrell?
Right.
He's in the debate on the debate team, and then he just says all that stuff, and then he goes, "What happened? I blacked out."
Yeah,
that's what it felt like when I got off stage the second show.
Okay, all right.
We didn't have to do any pickups. I didn't stutter. So I did 2 shows for this last one, March 2nd. And of course, you know, I'm like just Mr. Fat Tongue. Blah, 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 blah. Couldn't spit it out. So good thing I had 2. But
yeah. Nick goes, how do you do
that? Well, that's a pretty quick turnaround even from recording the 2 specials. Well, I just think about like how I'm sure you've always put out like structured hours, like keeping the jokes separate and knowing like this is this hour, this is the other hour. It blows my mind.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I mean, so one of my goals was recording 10 hours and March 2nd was my 10th one. And so I truly just complete. So I don't even know what to do with myself besides have the most fun possible.
And there's no goals anymore.
That sounds a little ambitious.
Well, now he's done.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm done.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And he's still a young guy.
At the live shows this weekend, are you going to mix up those 2 hours?
Great question.
I'm going to do some of the stuff from March 2nd that I've been doing because it's so when I did this last one, I had to put a bunch of stuff that I'd just written and figured out, and I'm not sick of it yet. So I'll do the stuff I'm not sick of, and then we'll figure it out.
You
I
said
hope.
You mentioned taking notes during your ladies' shows. Do you ever write a joke that it equally could be done as well for both of you, and you go, "I'm going to keep it," give it to her.
Well, I tease her about that. Yeah, I'll say something that fits with a bit that she's doing,
right?
And she'll go, "Oh, that's funny," and I go, "Well, I call it." So, I guess I get your stuff too. I don't know how this works.
How much of the linear thinking goes on?
Not much.
No?
I mean, you know, there's some things that we both talk about. You know, I have a vasectomy, she has an IUD, and so we both have stuff about that in our act, but it's completely different. Mine's from my aspect,
right?
And hers is obviously from...
But can you run stuff by her and she'll punch it up for you and vice versa? Don't you bother?
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's hard for me. I don't know why, but anytime I try to give someone a tag, it is written how I would do it.
Right.
And it just doesn't, it's just not funny.
Yeah, because you're used to writing for yourself.
Yeah. I don't know. I've tried to give people like, hey, see if you have any tags with this hour. And then I'll give them some. They're like, no, thank you. Right. You can keep them. That's fine.
They just say, no, thank you.
Yeah. That's how I wrote 2 hours. It's just other people that they didn't want.
Because they have to say, a comedian has to say no, because if they say, I'll think about it, or say yes, that means you can't have it, right? If you're actually being legitimate with each other, right?
Oh, right. And also, if I'm giving somebody a tag, I wouldn't like write a joke around it or anything. It's just an
But once
idea.
Again, though, if they say, no, I'm not going to use it, that means they can't use it, and it's yours if you want to use it with some joke around it, right?
Yeah, I suppose you could.
I mean, I know there's cheaters out there. I know there's people that steal material, but you guys are all really, I mean.
Yeah. Well, you can always tell if somebody likes a tag or not, because if they like it, they'll use it.
Yeah.
Right.
And if not, you know, they'll be just like, ah, thanks, and then just vanishes.
Yeah, but with Chad, they just go, no, thank you. We don't want it.
Yeah, at least a lot of people get the courtesy of, oh, I'll try that. Not me. They're just like, nah. That's ridiculous.
Well, they heard you gave up. You have no more goals. They figure, what do you do?
There was this old guy in Minneapolis who used to do open mics, and we'd go, hey, man, what are you up to? And he'd just go, in the back of the room, he'd go, oh, I'm premise shopping. And we always thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
That is a great line.
To sit there going like, well, I don't want to do my jokes in front of you.
That's all of our job, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose.
We're all premise shopping.
Yeah, but just normally you don't go to open mics to do it.
No. You're correct.
So what are her goals, since she's got loftier goals than you?
She, she wants to work theaters and, just wants to I hope. let me tell you something right now. I don't have that male ego thing that goes, I'm the provider.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
Yeah, you want to be Madigan theaters all across the country, right? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think that's what she wants to do. And I will be happy.
Yeah.
I'll be happy to.
As long as she's still living with you and the money's coming in one place.
Yeah. Who cares?
Carry her bags. People will be like, you doing time tonight? I'm sure not. Nope.
Schlepping the merch.
Although you just
quit. Exactly right. I'll be the merch guy. I'm telling you, I don't have any of that stuff.
Funniest merch guy ever. Yeah. Who could resist buying?
You tell me then if you won a million, say you won lottery yesterday, you'd quit comedy because you.
I don't know that I could quit comedy. I think it's in there pretty deeply. Wanted to do it since I was a very, very small boy.
So, right.
So I think it would be tough to completely quit. Yeah. I think I wouldn't have to, I've been on the road constantly for 23 years.
Yeah.
So people go, hey, when does your tour start back up? It's like,
it's stopped.
Yeah, it has been. Sometimes I'll take the summer off, like when the kids were younger, because they were off of school, I wouldn't work in the summer and do that stuff. But that didn't really seem like a tour break. It just seemed like you're doing something else.
That was like, school's out, basically. You're thinking that.
Okay. I'm just writing bits. Watching my children with a notebook in my hand.
How old are your kids now?
Be they're funny, grow- children.
They're growing. Your kids are growing.
24
now, right?
And 20. Do my son just got married.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in Mexico last week.
Oh, you were just there then, right?
Uh-huh.
What's he do? Is he in the business?
He's a coder. I thought he might try it. I really did. But he likes to just sit and take an edible and make a website.
Man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty slick.
Yeah. Plus, dad's got no goals. He saw that in you and said, what the hell, man?
Yeah. I have to take an edible to forget the lineage I come from.
Well, he had goals. He just attained them all.
That's true. I like that. Yeah. I like that. That's the way more people should be. I think the world would be happier if we were.
Lower your goals is what you're saying.
No, not lower your goals. Just he didn't lower his goals.
Just
Chad.
Stop resetting them.
He's making a living. He's making a living. He's having a fun time.
Once you hit your goal, you don't necessarily have to set another one.
No,
but a lot of people are like that.
You ever seen a guy that goes, I'm going to go mow the lawn, and then an hour later he's trimming his bushes? You're like, what are you doing? That's not mowing your lawn. You're done. I don't understand, Dave.
Oh, you went further on. Yeah, I got it. You went further on. I got it. Yeah, all right. Colleen's with us, too, this morning. Todd called you something this week, Colleen.
Oh, did I miss it?
We were talking about... we had Dusty Slay on the phone yesterday. Right. He's in Lincoln, I believe, coming up. And
you had given yourself a moniker that started with Dusty.
Oh, yeah, at one time.
Yeah.
It was Dusty Box.
Yeah, I didn't invent that.
Chad.
She called herself Dusty Box.
Right.
Because she apparently hadn't been laid in a while.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I said, bring that dirt devil over and let's chat.
She's leaning into it, yeah.
Dirt devil. Nice.
Yeah, I misspoke and called Dusty Lay at one point, and I said that'd be a bad porn star named Dusty Lay. And then Todd jumped on the Dusty Box.
I had to.
There you go. So I mean, but it's funny every time we say those names, the comedians that Colleen pays never say them. They never hop on piling on Colleen.
No, they don't.
Chad's sitting there. He hasn't gotten a paycheck yet.
Yeah. He ain't no dummy.
He's got eight lines. He ain't saying dick right now.
I told you, I've reached my goals.
I could take it from Chad. He can go ahead.
All right. Chad Daniels with us. Go see him. Stuff left this weekend, Colin?
Yes, Saturday early show is almost gone. Tonight there's a few tickets. And always that Saturday late show, the last show of the week, is the Wild One.
Oh, yeah. Also, by the way, there's a lot of college basketball fans in town. And if you're some of your teams are done, you probably had a weekend book. So
right.
Come on out to the Funny Bone in
Omaha.
You've
got your Sweet 16 with Chad Daniels.
Sweet 16 squared and again.
Yeah.
Omaha.funnybone.com.
All right,
thanks,
Chad's
Todd.
With us for another hour. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.